Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
We want to go right into our series that we've begun. Our series is entitled The Great Reset. The Great Reset. And it's important, vitally important, that we understand some of the things that are going on in the world, but at the same time not be moved by it. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. This we must understand. Parts of your life that can be shaken, that are carnal or fleshy, they'll be shaken. But that part of your life in Christ, if you're found in Him, on that rock, that's what cannot be shaken. Amen. Let me start. Today, I want to talk to you what I've entitled, for the sake of CDs, I've entitled this Back to Eden. Back to Eden. Last time we were together, we talked about the Great Reset Part 2 and how evil men have a global agenda. And this week, we don't want to put our head in the sand and pretend like nothing's going on or like everything is going to go back to what it used to be. No, times are changing. Thank you for the amens over there. I said times are changing. People are changing, but what has come to the light through this past year is a very diabolical agenda. And some call it conspiracy theory. You know, others call it nonsense. But I believe if we search for things in the spirit, that God will reveal things to us that we should know. Now, not that we should be preoccupied with or afraid of, but that we will know how to exercise our weaponry. We will know what to pray against. We will know what to come against in the spirit realm. There is a diabolical agenda established by an elite group of people, call it the World Economic Forum. And I always encourage you to get on your computer and search it out yourself. Search out some of these things. See what they're saying. They're trying to prophesy our future up till 2030. By 2030, they want the world to be run totally by AI, artificial intelligence, and everybody to be tagged so you can be located and a whole bunch of other stuff. But this is their agenda. But as we looked at on Wednesday night, God has an agenda too. Amen. Amen. And I believe there are yet brighter days ahead for the church. Amen. Darkness, the Bible says, will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord says, arise and shine, for your light has come. What we must not become are just settlers. When Elijah faced or contended with Ahab, he came from among the settlers. They're those that tend to want to just settle and not change, not, you know, move forward, not enlarge. One characteristic about God, study it throughout the scripture. Science will even tell you this whole universe at light speed, at the speed of light, is enlarging. At the speed of light. Can you imagine that? Man has never discovered the end or the edge of any of the universe, but yet they know it's expanding at the light, at the speed of light. So one characteristic about God is a God of increase, a God of enlargement, a God of expansion. God always, he puts something in a seed, but in the seed, when it's planted, watered, it grows, it enlarges. One seed will bear fruit. In other words, the Lord will see in a fish, a school of fish. He'll see in a seed, a forest. And like you and you and me, like David, in a shepherd boy, he saw a king. Amen. And he brought him into that place of rulership. So we have to understand that about God. Even in turbulent, troubled, difficult, or dark times, God's nature doesn't change. He's not going to put everything on hold because it got dark. He knew the darkness was coming. He suffered the darkness to come. But he tells us to arise and shine in the midst of darkness, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Amen? So we must believe what the Word of God says and not be preoccupied with the darkness. It's important in this hour what you listen to and what you don't listen to. By now, over this past year and a half or so, you ought to know that there's a whole lot of lies out there that we at one time accepted as being truth. A whole lot of platforms that don't have humanity's welfare in mind. Amen? But there is a depopulation agenda. Get rid of as many folk as possible. And if you don't know that by now, you don't turn your computer on. If you don't have a computer, ask somebody. But search it out. Ask Holy Spirit to guide you into some of these things. It's not to frighten us because we don't have a spirit of fear, but it's rather to equip us. My people are destroyed oftentimes for a lack of knowledge. You hear people say sometimes, you know, what you don't know can't hurt you. What you don't know can do more than that. It can destroy you if you allow it to. So this is why we want to educate people on these things. There are many doctors and scientists that are rising up saying certain things about what's going on. And we need to listen and weigh it by the Spirit. Hear all things, but hold fast to that which is good. We don't have to be in terror or in fear of anything. God is on the throne. He's still in control. And I want to show you something real important for us, because his thoughts and plans toward us are peace and not evil. Amen. Amen. While the world is being shaken, you see, the systems of this world are going to be shaken because they're not founded upon God. Many of these systems are evil, oppressive systems, limiting systems that take from the poor, that steal, that oppress, that are geared to keep you from progressing, from prospering. But that's it's like this depopulation. This is what they call it, a depopulation agenda. To depopulate, in other words, to get rid of folk. They don't want them to die naturally. They want to get rid of them. But now, how do we combat that? Combat that with the Word of God. The first mandate that God gave to man was to be fruitful and multiply. Is that correct? If I understand, that was in the Garden of Eden. God said, be fruitful and multiply. So that right there contradicts this depopulation thing. And anything attached to that. Margaret Sanger's thing on abortion. No, God said, listen, the world can hold as many people as God will bring here. And then some. And it's not, in spite of what they may say, it's not running out of resource. Hello, somebody. See, these are lies of the enemy, amen, to fulfill a dark, evil, diabolical agenda, amen? So we have to understand and take a stand on these things and understand that there are diabolical agendas out there, and we have to take a stand. Tell somebody right now, take a stand. Amen. Now, I know in time past, I've been, I think, indirectly accused of being political, but I'm not political. If you look at my voting card, it's neither Republican or Democrat. But I do like to look at different things and look at how it lines up or doesn't line up with the Bible. And if it's lining up with truth, then so be it. If it's not lining up with truth, I don't care who it is. So be it. Amen. They're not for humanity. Amen. And there's a time where you have to take a stand on things like that. Amen. If the church remains silent or without a voice, then evil will continue to prevail. It's not about governments. It's not about, it is important who's in office, and that is there, but that is not all about them. More important than that is the church. What the church decrees, what the church does, and what the church doesn't do. Amen? Okay, so let's take a look into this. And first of all, we want to take a trip back to Eden. I believe that God wants to restore and will restore much that has been lost by mankind. When man fell and committed sin against God, he fell into a state that we find ourselves today much worse. But thank God that God so loved the world that he gave his son, right? Now, I heard an argument on YouTube. It was a particular religion, and they were disputing something. For a moment, it caught me by surprise because they were disputing something. They said, listen, if your God is so kind, why would he send his son and kill him, have him killed to get forgiveness? I thought, whoa. And he said, our God, you can get forgiveness, but see, there's a whole lot of much other stuff. You can get forgiveness without having killed somebody, even though they killed. And I thought for a minute, I said, wow, that's an interesting argument. But then the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, no, the reason Jesus died is death had to be defeated. It was all about death. See, when Adam fell, death came. So Jesus had to defeat death. So an innocent one had to die. And he said, send me, I'll go. Amen. So he had to come and defeat death. Now, they can't go there with you. Because, see, Jesus is the only one that went through death and rose again. And said, now death, hell, and the grave have been conquered. Now I can offer man free salvation. All this other stuff is religious. Adam and Eve, when they were born, or created rather, they were to represent God on earth to all the rest of creation. This was God's original intent for man. Man was to represent God on earth to the rest of creation. Now, their position over the earth was not instead of God, you know, them in God's stead. It wasn't instead of God, but it was because of God. This is what we must understand. We're not called to be God. We're not called to be instead of God, but we're called to be because of God. Do you understand? It was God that gave them authority in the earth. Now, their place of rule. Somebody say, I'm going back to the garden. Now, their place of rule, let me take these glasses off here. Their place of rule was the overflow of their intimacy with God. This is so important. Their place of rulership stemmed from, or the foundation of their place of rulership stemmed from, their intimacy. It was the overflow of intimacy. Do you understand? It came from their relationship to God. Why people burn out today is because they lack intimacy with God. They get so bound or wound up in the world system, and they're running from pillar to post and burning the candle at both ends.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522. When the storm